Pod Racing.
And you've got Off to the Races on by 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. We certainly appreciate you joining us on this program, and we've got a lot to get to here on this edition of Off to the Races. Tonight is a big night at Northfield Park, the Carl Milstein Memorial for the three-year-old Pacers, and I'll tell you what, this has really been a fantastic division to follow here so far on the Grand Circuit in 2025, and you've got Prince Hal Hanover, who's going to be racing tonight, who was disqualified in the Meadowlands Pace, rebounded to win the Adios at the Meadows, and is now in action tonight. He's going to be taking on Twisted Destiny, who is one of the finest three-year-olds in the country. And we're going to get into Twisted Destiny here a little bit on this program, as we have got part owner Scott Allberg. He's going to be joining us, and a very, very good interview. Had a chance to tape this a couple of days ago, and Twisted Destiny, a great story. This is a horse that it had some issues and, early on, and wasn't really meant, you know, to be as good as he is today. So truly a great story, and we're going to talk to Scott a little bit about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Plus, the fine track announcer at Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood. He's been on the show a couple of times. He is just outstanding. He is one of the best track announcers in the country today, and I know he's a young guy, and he really hasn't been doing this all that long, but a handful of years here at Northfield Park, and of course he was the backup at Saratoga up in New York, but just a wonderful track announcer, and a good handicapper as well. So he's going to lead us to the promised land as he talks about the big card at Northfield Park coming up tonight. But, you know, one of the things that I do want to talk about here, and we just got a couple of minutes before we get to Scott Allberg, but, you know, the effective owners, and we haven't had a whole lot of owners on this program. You know, we've talked to drivers, we've talked to trainers, we've talked to track announcers, you know, we've talked to a lot of different personalities in the sport, but very rarely do we talk to owners or get a chance to talk to owners. And they've got a big vested interest in this sport. You know, they're the ones that plunk down the money, you know, to invest in these horses. And they're the ones that hire the trainers. And they're the ones that hire the drivers. And, you know, it's good to talk to an owner, to get an owner's perspective of what his chances are and what he thinks of a racehorse. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. But we do want to let you know that this very program is brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. You breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They have got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. All right, let's get the ball rolling. Scott Allberg, part owner of Twisted Destiny, coming up on this edition of Off to the Races. We'll be back in a flash.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we are back on Off to the Races. You got by 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by one of the owners of Twisted Destiny. You're going to see him tonight in the Carl Milstein. Scott Ahlberg joining the program. Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Scott, let's talk a little bit about the Twisted Destiny. You know, this is a horse that this year he has put together some really, really tough miles, some successful miles, and he has really shown a lot of heart here in 2025.
Yeah, we really lucked out. Twisted Destiny, you know, he was born a Ridgeling, and when I was given the opportunity to own part of him, from, you know, friends that go way back, Gordon Banks and Mark Hanover are really good friends of mine from Enviro Stables, and they introduced me to Eric and Lisa Cherry from Let It Ride Stables, and they were very generous, and they offered me a piece of Twisted Destiny, a two-year-old, and he was a Ridgeling, and so I had my reservations, but I watched a few of his videos, and I really liked the way he moved, and so, you know, I took a share, and, you know, he just ended up being such a surprise to us, or to me, anyway. But he's really come a long way, and you're right, he's got a lot of, he's a gutsy horse, he's very gritty, you know.
Now, he's turned out to be really one of the best three-year-olds in the country here in 2025. At what point, at what race did you realize, man, we got something special here?
Well, that was the thing. I think the second race after I owned him as a two-year-old, he won the race, but he was taxed more than he's ever been taxed. And he went back to the paddock, and Chris Ryder, the trainer, noticed that his testicle had dropped. And suddenly, the Ridgeling became a colt at that moment. So, and ever since he became a colt, he's been just magnificent. So that might have been the fact that his one testicle hadn't dropped, maybe the reason that that might have been bothering him as a two-year-old, even though he was racing very well. But his dam is Tug River Princess, who's a champion racehorse, 1.8 million she's earned. So he sort of looks and races just like his mom, and he's also a Better's Wish on the father's side. So it's really good breeding there.
Visiting with Scott Ahlberg, part owner of Twisted Destiny. You're going to see him tonight in the Milstein Memorial. Now, let's talk about the race itself. Second tier starting spot, first and foremost. Now, of course, you got Dexter Dunn. He's the regular driver. Obviously, he has been the hot name driving wise over the last several years here in North America. But second tier starting spot, that could be a little tricky here.
Yeah, you know, Prince Hal, the favorite, and there's so many good horses in this race. You know, Todd McCarthy is also one of the top drivers in the country, and he knows what he's doing, and he's going to have the edge. I don't know if Dexter's going to line up behind the two, because it looks like the one does have speed, or how he's going to handle it. But, you know, it's a $300,000 race, and, you know, this is not just a Prince Hal, a Twisted Destiny race. There are other horses that are going to be shooting out there wanting to get, you know, near the top or you know, try to wire the field. I don't know what they're going to do, but it gets very tricky. And, you know, just looking over the field now as I speak to you, any of these horses can take off and be problematic here. So we're really going to have to luck out with a trip, and that's in Dexter's hands.
Visiting with Scott Ahlberg, part owner of Twisted Destiny. Now, Scott, let's take a look at your career. We'll back away a little bit from Twisted Destiny, and we'll take a look at your career. Obviously, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook. I know how much you love the sport of harness racing. You're very positive about the sport of harness racing, always posting some really good things, some contests and so forth. Tell us how you got started and what kind of triggered that love of harness racing for you.
That's a great question, Mike, because you know, I was 14 years old when the Meadowlands opened in 76. And, you know, they had these wonderful commercials with the horses and the thundering hooves coming down the stretch. And, you know, it was so exciting that I had to beg my friends at 14 years old, my older friends, to drive me there. And when I was old enough to bet, and I lost all my money, I would roll up my program. And I would fling it against the wall as I walked out of the racetrack. And I would swear I would never come back to the racetrack again. And the very next day, I'd find myself back at the racetrack. And, you know, it's like my car was in autopilot. You know, I knew exactly how to get there. My friend's car was in autopilot. My car eventually, when I started to go on my own. But it was in 1996 when I purchased my first racehorse. It was a claimer out of the Dallas series at the Meadowlands called In the Paint, and he actually won the final. And my very first race with him, I was introduced to Tom Fanning through a friend of mine, Ben Menich, and Tom Fanning and I had a wonderful relationship for decades, and the camaraderie was just so great. And I really enjoyed him as a trainer and also as a friend. And my very first race, I was 16-1. On my very first horse, my very first race, and I won. And I think that was, you know, where it started, and just had a great time, ownership and friendship with my trainers and everyone else in the business.
You know, hurling the program at the fence and walking out of the racetrack and saying you're never going to be there again. Boy, that sounds like a familiar story. I could remember my father saying that so many times, and then us getting in the car the very next night. Oh, Dad, where are we going? Well, where else would we be going? We're going to the racetrack, of course. But, you know, Scott, a question before we let you go. And you know, now you've got a horse in the mill scene, a very special horse, obviously, in Twisted Destiny. But, you know... As far as other owners out there, and I meet kind of a lot of these people all the time that, you know, they're intimidated by the fact that of just the concept of ownership. They think it's really going to cost a lot of money. And I know there's a lot of fractional ownerships out there that are really doing a good job. But what would you say to anybody that's listening today that's kind of on the fence of owning a racehorse that might, what can you say that might convince them to take that step?
Four words: run for the hills. the reason I say that, you know, each horse you own is like a mortgage payment, and it's you know, I've been an owner for 30 years now, since 96, and I did not make a profit in any of the years, except hopefully this year will be a profitable one. I didn't lose a lot of money. I was usually a sole owner, which was also a huge mistake. I would recommend if people go into the business, they go in as a part owner. And so every year, even though I really enjoy it, I love the industry, it's very hard to make money. And unless you have a champion racehorse, it's so hard to do these days. And especially the situation the harness racing industry is in at this time. So I would suggest be very careful, be very frugal with your selections, but you know, when it's in your blood, it's in your blood. And so I didn't enjoy losing money for three decades, but hopefully I can make some money this year. That would be nice.
That's right, and it's for the love of the game, and Scott, I can tell you love the game dearly. Listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to Twisted Destiny coming up a little bit later on tonight in the Millstein, and we look forward to seeing him and where his travels will take him as the weeks progress.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for having me. That was very nice of you.
All right, that was part owner of Twisted Destiny, the number 9 entrant in tonight's Carl Milstein Memorial, Scott Allberg. And we don't hear from owners a whole lot on this program, but maybe that's something that should change, because owners certainly have a big-time vested interest in the sport of harness racing. Scott, very, very passionate. If you're a follower of him on Facebook or Twitter, otherwise known as X, make sure that you do it, because Scott runs all kind of contests and stuff. He's very, very positive about the sport of harness racing. When we come back, the track announcer at Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood, will be joining us as we are going to take a look at the card coming up tonight at Northfield.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we're back on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And once again, we are joined by the fine track announcer at Northfield Park, Kenny Livingood. Kenny, a big night coming up tonight. Of course, we got the Milstein. We've got a couple of other stakes races, plus Ohio Sire Stakes, all throughout the card here. It's going to be a big night tonight at Northfield Park.
Yeah, huge night. 9 stakes total between the sire stakes and then the 9 sire stakes legs and then the 3 big races. So 12 out of the 16 races, all stakes action. So all throughout the program from start to finish. It's a great card, and it's got a lot of depth to it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Milstein. Let's get underway right with the main event, Kenny. Just had Scott Allberg, part owner of Twisted Destiny, on this program. And boy, what a special horse he has been. Here's a horse that really wasn't highly regarded kind of at the start of things, but has really blossomed into one of the better 3-year-olds in all of harness racing.
Yeah, he has really turned it on. 6-for-8 this season, 228,000. Just missed in the Adios final. And of course, as the favorite, you could argue he went the best trip, was out at the quarter out of the half, and just got nailed late by Prince Al Hanover, and Swingtown got him too. So he was razor sharp, won that MGM Grade 2 event, Grand Messenger at Yonkers. So he's sharp for Chris Ryder, who he knows how to win here in Northfield.
Well, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer now, and congrats, of course, out to Chris Ryder. Prince Hal Hanover, now you want to talk about a special or not-so-special story, depending on which race you look at it. The Meadowlands, of course, that tough disqualification when they put up Mad Noakes in that thrilling stretch drive, getting some redemption in the Adios, now drawing post 2 here tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if I would trade the Meadowlands pace for the Adios just because of the purse, but you know what? Good for them. They got a win, so they were able to avenge it a little bit. Was he going to cross the wire first Meadowlands pace night? Who knows? We'll never know, unfortunately, because it's just how racing goes, and you'll never get a race to run the same twice. But he came back second in the elimination and win the Adios, and he draws it very well here post 2, which can be a little tricky, though, here at Northfield in the half mile with the 9 starting from the second tier. Is Todd committed to going to the front? Is he going to try and drop back? Where's Dex going to go with Twisted Destiny? So I'm always interested in these half mile stake races where the 2 and the 3, they kind of have tough spots because you got the 9 closing right behind the 1.
And you bring up a great point. You know, we've got, you know, a lot of these three-year-old races are contested over the mile. They're contested over the 5/8. But now you get the half-mile scenario into play. That is really, well, I wouldn't say totally, but it's got the potential to really make for a different kind, a different style of race. And I think you brought up a good point. You know, a lot of these horses might have to employ a little bit of a different style if they want to be there at the end.
Yeah, you can't really just float out of the gate, you know, on the half-mile track, because like I said, you have that second-tier horse that's going to shut holes down. So if you're outside, you're sometimes you're committed to going forward. Horses like the 7 and the 8, extra studs, Rick Link, I'm not sure what they're going to do. I mean, obviously, Aaron tries to get horses off the gate, but can he really leave, or is he going to have to come from the back? Rick Wink, who has been just dominant out here in Ohio, has won basically every Ohio race there is, up until he just finished second, being the nose in the state fair race. He's got post-8. It's going to be a tough spot. Twisted Destiny's not slow, so I'm sure Dex is going to keep that horse close from the second tier. And then you got a horse that's 9 for 9 in Smooth Dream that shows a lot of ones, but it's going to be a have to make a move to the front.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it certainly, you know, makes up for who's going to get what kind of trip. I mean, over a half mile, that is obviously very important. I think even more so than a 5/8 and a mile track. Visiting with Kenny Livengood, track announcer, Northfield Park. Kenny, not only do we have the Milstein, but we talked about it. We've got the Aldrich and the Sharna leading up to that, plus a bevy of Ohio Sire Stakes action on what is a stacked program.
9 Sire Stakes races in total, plus the Aldrich Trot, Charna Pace, and then the headliner Milstein. So giving away over $1 million, not only just great horses, great drivers, Tim Tietrich's in town, Dexter Dunn, both McCarthy brothers, Aaron and Ronnie are driving, Chris Page is driving, Brett Miller's here, Dan Noble, Matt Kekeley. It is just a stacked everything, horses, drivers. We have all the star power you could ask for a Saturday night card.
And, of course, you got a lot of estimated pools. I mean, the pools are going to be good. There's going to be a lot of good wagering opportunities on the program tonight. You know, now face it. We handicap as announcers and track handicappers. You know, we look at overnights quite a bit. But, you know, stakes action's got a little bit of a different feel. Now, when you come to handicap these races, do you give it a little bit of a different point of view, or do you kind of try to keep that same mentality going into these races?
I spend a little bit more time on replays, just because I don't have the race fresh in my head from calling, you know, overnights in Northfield. You see the same horses every week. You kind of get a feel for what they can do, even just stuffed in the back of your mind. You know when a horse can leave if they're in the right spot. You just always remember things about horses, but horses that are coming in that you've seen maybe for the first time, you know, going to a half mile where we don't know if they can handle a half mile, especially in these younger races with the three-year-olds. It's definitely a little bit of a different challenge. It brings its own element into the handicapping, but that's what makes it fun.
All right. Now, personally, as a track announcer, and I call you a young veteran because I know you're a young guy, but now you're at the point to where you've called a good amount of stakes races. How hard do the butterflies hit before a race like the Milstein?
It seems to not go away no matter what I've done or how I prepare every race. I try to treat every race the same, but ultimately when a stakes race comes, I still get butterflies before they go behind the gate. And, you know, I shut my door and keep it closed throughout the race and just try and really focus and make sure I give an A-plus call.
All right.
For an A-plus type race.
And, of course, I hear that phone ring, so that has to mean you're getting changes for tonight. Of course, we're taping this on a Wednesday, so changes probably coming through. Am I correct?
Those were changes coming through. I knew it was going to happen. I was trying to see, I had my finger over the button, so I was just hanging right up. But getting changes for Wednesday's card. And then right about this time, we'll be getting them for Saturday and just ready to roll on this Milstein card. 300,000, like you said, good pools, 25,000 estimated pick 4. And my favorite bet maybe of the whole sequences are the dollar pick 3 and the 10th. It's the all-stakes one encompassing all three of the big events, the trot, the Tom Aldrich Trot, the Myron Charna Pace, and then the Carl Milstein Memorial. So nice little added pick 3 to cover the 3 6-figure stake races.
And real quick, before we let you go get these changes and get to work tonight, of course, you were telling me you were at a fair today. You've been doing some fair action throughout the state of Ohio. Kind of talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, going to the fairs, trying to give everybody a view of what it's like during the county fair season. We get to go stream on YouTube and stream on Facebook, so you can always follow us there at Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. So just doing broadcasts there, watching all the races, giving some people some information. You know, we have so many fairs going. 67 different county fairs have racing. So today there were three separate fairs that were going on. So obviously you can't get to all of them. So we're fortunate enough to have the equipment and be able to stream and get that uploaded to YouTube. So always have those races to go back to.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Well, listen, get to work. Quit playing around and get to work. We got a big card coming up tonight, Wednesday. So get to work, buddy.
I'll do that.
All right, thank you very much, Kenny Libengood, one of the best track announcers in the country. He is awesome, and he is going to have your call tonight in the Carl Milstein Memorial coming up at Northfield Park. Once again, if you are in the Cleveland area, even if you're not in the Cleveland area, make sure you make a special trip tonight. It's a big, big night of racing at Northfield Park. You've got three outstanding stake races. Of course, you've got the Aldrich, the Sharna, and the Milstein Plus a host of Ohio Sire Stakes races, a stakes-laden program, lot of estimated pools. If you like to wager a couple of bucks, it's got a great wagering card. It's going to be a great, great time at Northfield Park. Family-friendly activities, lots going on at the Oval in Northfield Park tonight, so make plans to attend. Also, special thanks to our guests, of course, Kenny Libengood and Scott Allbirn, part owner of Twisted Destiny. You're going to see him tonight in the Milstein. And of course, special thanks to all of our sponsors. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here on this program. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They have got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at Cashmans.com. Well, special thanks to all of you, the listeners. If you've got any questions, critiques about the show, email me m_bozich@yahoo.com. We are out of time. We will see you tonight at Northfield Park, and we'll see you next week with another exciting program at 9:30. So long, everybody.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at Cashman's.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.